I'm Mike Hempen with an AP News Minute. The Supreme Court has unanimously upheld the federal law banning TikTok beginning Sunday, unless it's sold by its China-based parent company. President Biden is granting thousands of clemencies in his last days in office.
On his final Friday in office, President Biden is commuting the sentences of nearly 2,500 people convicted of nonviolent drug charges. In a White House statement, Biden says he's seeking to undo disproportionately long sentences compared to what they would have received under current law. The action gives Biden the presidential record for the most individual pardons and commutations. This action is an important step toward righting historic wrongs, Biden says, correcting sentencing disparities and providing deserving individuals the opportunity to return to their families and communities after too much time behind bars. The announcement comes amid questions over whether Biden might issue preemptive pardons for allies the White House fears could be targeted by Trump's incoming administration. Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Mike Hempen.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.